Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Jessica Florey, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, the weather's getting hot.
That's right.
And everybody's going to start thinking about the fair. And I guess we might as well talk about the fair a little bit, hadn't we?
Yeah, that's right, Gary. You'll hear me talk about it in the months to come, but it is that time of the year for us. We are busily trying to finish up our fair books, which we will about have all done in our counties. You will see those out in your community probably mid to May, if not into May here. And fairs are just so great. There's a lot of pre-work that goes into fair, though. And so I just want to draw everyone's attention to it now. At the end of May, school's about out. I hope our 4-H'ers are busy working on their 4-H projects. I know we'll be in full swing before we know it. So I just wanted to briefly talk on it to draw everyone's attention to your fairs in your community. All those songs about the county fair are just so true. They're about community. They're about late summer nights, being with friends and family. They're just so great. And I hope you're paying attention to your communities and when those county fairs are. I'm going to throw out those dates here. But just know that they are happening this summer. We are through the COVID pandemic, and we are just so excited to roll with our fairs this summer in our new age. Osage City is our first fair. It is July 6th through the 9th. Our next one will be Franklin County, and it is in Ottawa, July 12th through the 16th. Next, we have Anderson, which is down in Garnett, Kansas, and it will be July 25th through the 29th. And then we round out our fair season here in Frontier District with our Overbrook Fair, and this is August 3rd through the 6th. And again, I just encourage everyone in the community to put those dates on their calendar, and there is something for everybody at the county fair to come out and have a good time. So put those dates on your calendar. You'll hear me talk about them in weeks to come as we prepare for them, and then once we roll out with them in July with results and everything, we just look forward to it and get so excited to see everybody at the fair.
And the 4-H'ers get started working on everything, and so do all the volunteers and the staff and the program managers and the youth development agent, right?
That's right. We are in the full swing of it. We are in the weeds, and we are rolling with it.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about it, Jessica. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mara DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.